Parshas Vayigash. So you have the Yanim of Yosef and the brothers and meeting Yaakov, etc. So I want to start with Nakuda. The Chazal say over here that they asked the obvious kasha. It says that Klai Yisrael went down Shivim Nefesh to Mitzrayim. That's the summation is Kol Nefesh Lebeis Yaakov Abo Mitzrayim as Shivim. And when you count it, you only have 69, even if you include Joseph and the children. So it's a Gemara in Parvasa Kufchav Gimel. It's in Chazal in a few places, but one of the places is the Gemara Kufchav Gimel. It says, "Boymene Abba Khalifa Karyo Rebchia Ba'aba, Bechlola Natamoitzi Shivim." In the klal, in other words, in the summation at the end, you find 70. Bifrot, and if you count them individually, the moitzes shivim chasechot, 69. So he tells him, Amalei, he told him, Chibaba told him, Tuma hoisa in Binyamin, Toim hoisa in Binyamin, Yosef es Binyamin ach Benimai. Then he had a twin with him. So he asks him, well, it says Dina, there was a twin with Dina. So he says, what about Binyamin's twin? So he counters back and he tells him, Amalei, Margolis Tevaisa Biyadi Batavakish Lavdu Mimeni. You know, I'm keeping back something from you. I have a very, very good pshat. I have a Margolis favor, and you're trying to force me to give it up to you. Hachi Ama Rebchi Chava Bachanina, Zu Yocheved Shahorsa Bederach Las Venachoimis. It's Yocheved that was, they were Behiroyan on the road. Going down there, they were still Behiroyan. Veleidosa Beinachomos. And she was born Beinachomos. So, first of all, the Lashon itself is interesting. It says the Hayrosa was Baderech. It didn't take him 9 months to go down. But he's saying as they were on the road to Mitzrayim. I don't know if it means as the Inyonim were being Mishtalshel, as they were, her mother was behiroyin with her when they were going down the road. I don't know, but that's something. Sheirosa b'derech leidosa b'nachoymes shenema asher yolda is a levi mitzrayim leidosa mitzrayim v'rosa mitzrayim. That's the end of the Gemara. The end of this Gemara here. It's strange. The lashon here, it's as if he tells him, you know, I had this margolius toiva. And you want to be ma'avir, I have such a gewaldic pshat, and you want to force it out of me, well, I'll reluctantly force it out of you. What is it, you're forcing it out of me. I mean, what's the big deal? In fact, it doesn't seem very different than any other pshatim. It's pshatim, Chazal say, the type of, in Yonim, the Chazal say, and this whole game over here, he tells him, it's not the pshat, I told you first, like a very pashta pshat, very babatsu pshat first, and now you're going to try to force a Margolius out of me. The way in which Chazal presented things also has a lot to do with the Inyan itself, and I'd like to shtalzach on it. A second akud over here in the Chazal over here in the Medrash elaborate, and they bring many more pshatim about who it was that went down. So one is that Yaakov counts with them, that's also, and then one is the Shechina. There are all sorts of different pshatim. There's one that's unusual, is it says, Serach Bas Asher went down. Now, Serach Bas Asher already says, so what's the inyan of, why is it count as twice? It doesn't quite say Chazal, but the Beforshim Matis Kuna says, since Serach Bas Asher did such a wonderful thing, she told her grandfather the Psura Teva and that of Yosef. So b'meila, it's going to be she's counted twice. You know, yes, she did a very, very nice thing. She told Yaakov, you know, it was a very good thing. I'm sure the Shvatim all did tons and tons of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. There has to be, you know, the fine Chazal, he's Shavu Kenega 3,000, Shavu Kenega Shishin Ribu. I mean, of all the inyanim that happened, the one thing that really, really made a difference was Sarah Pashas stood above the rest in that she told her father that he's alive. I mean, everybody was going to have to tell the psura. It wasn't such a big deal to tell the psura, and yet, what's the teichet? What is the nekuda of Sarah Pashas that she was zeichet to this inyan b'chlal? Chazal make a big deal out of her that she was mevasa to Yaakov Avinu the psura toiva. He didn't want to believe it, and she did. It's nice. It's very, very nice to mevasa psura toiva. It doesn't make a thing. I mean, it's an expression of what Mylan her in her person. What midatova. Everybody wanted it. I mean, Yaakov has been sitting in Avelis for 22 years, so everybody's running and wants to tell him that the wonderful psura. That's not a big inyan. What he wants to do is, it's requiring a special mitzvah. Nefesh and Sarah Pashas, what exactly was it? What was the midah? What was the nekuda of her mevazel Chazal? Make a whole big asik now. She did it. Now she told him, and he didn't want to believe. It needs. It's a parashas stuma that needs to have some hesba, some understanding. The pshat that Yocheved is the older ben Achomas is also, it's cute. It's a very cute coincidence that she happened to be born punkt ben Achomas. So why doesn't the pasuk just tell her to her? I mean, does it make such a big difference? The pasuk is making a glaring omission in order to tell you this important fact that, I mean, I don't know how long it takes to go ben Achomas, but it takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour. It's so fine. I mean, so push up the later before or after. I mean, sheyolda ben achomos, and that's why we have. It's a very, very glaring contradiction. The pasuk has one total and it has different pratim, and it's kilo seiser itself. Unless you have this piece of information, it's such an important, vital information. One more inyan over here. It says that when Yaakov Avinu, he sent to Magolas to tell him to tell him egla rufa, to remind him of the parsha we're learning was egla rufa and so on. The Chazal say that he was learning with him before, and that's why, as the last part turned to the Egla Rufa, and that's why he reminded him, I'm the one who's learning Egla Rufa. So the Maral says, it's obviously not a coincidence. I mean, the parsha of Chayre that Yaakov and Yosef were Isaac in, when they left, is a parsha that is somewhat the teichen of the sinyan. If Sichas Ovis is Yofis Sichas Shal Ovis, that's Lavdi Ovis, the Sichas Torah of Ovis as one of the most central events of Klal Yisrael's being happened has in itself is the parsha that's relevant to this, and the Maral explains it, and we'll explain it with his hesba and try to understand it. I first want to move back a step or two and understand a little bit the mahalach of Ovis, of where Avram was, where Yitzhak was, where Yaakov's specific Avoda was, and then we'll understand it over here a little bit. Avram Avinu is the Yesh Me'ayin of Ruchnius. Avram Avinu came, Mitchila Veseinu Oiv Davada Zorah, Avram Avinu came from Toihu, he came from Alpayim Shonim of Toihu. That's Avram's, where Avram's coming from. And Avram is the Yesh Me'ayin, the Hizgalus, Hitzazol of Balabira, Vamani Balabira. The Hizgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui of Torah, is Avram Avinu. That's Avram's Aveda. And it was a long, and it was self-earned. It was a lot of Avoda, it was a lot of thinking, and Tuli came to Akar of Emes. Yitzchak Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to leave Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, stay in Eretz Yisrael, you're Kaddish, and you belong in Eretz Yisrael, and this is the makom of, this is your Metzias, this is where you belong, and it was a Shmira on Kedusha. Kol Kulei Kodesh. That was Yitzchak's. Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilu to Avram is Vayema, Anoichi Akeilo Lekei Avicha, Al Teira Mirdo Mitzrayma, Kilegoy Godcha Simcha Sham. Don't be scared. Go to Mitzrayim. I'm going to make you a Goy Godel. Vanoichi Ered Imcha Mitzrayma. Vanoichi Alcha Gamalai. I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim. And I will come back up with you. And V'yosef Yoshis Yod El Enecha. And Yosef will, so to speak, hold your hand when you're going to die. That's basically later. So what's the change in Avodah? So let's understand the oimik of the Shini over here. The Akadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui, Akadosh Baruch Hu Begiluyov, is not an Olam Hazeh. Akadosh Baruch Hu is Tzadikim, Yoishim V'nenim Ziv Ashchina, is not in this world. It's somewhere else. This world is a world of Hester, where things have a natural framework, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at best, in the best of circumstances, this world is not a makorim of gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What this world is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within Hester. In other words, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be megala this world was that even when he doesn't seem to be there, he still is there. In the fullness of the Gilui, it's just like Moshe Ma'adav Adoyme. If I want to train somebody to identify an illness, let's say, so I first show him the way the illness looks when all the symptoms are there. And I say, and I show him, this is the rash that comes with it, and this is the temperature, and this is the changes, and this, and this, and this, and this. Now you see it in the best case scenario. Now I want to show it to you when you almost have no symptoms. When you only have X or Y or Z, and learn to detect it as well. It's a much bigger chachma. I want to show somebody what an army looks like when it's camouflaged. This is what the army looks like if it's coming to you to attack without camouflage. Watch slowly as it's camouflaged more and more. You're going to have to learn to identify all sorts of little telltale marks and so on and so forth that will give it away. So the oimek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ratzon. The word why, again, is not a question of why. Is not something that has any mahalach of an answer to us. But the what of this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be Megala himself within the Hester, which means that despite the fact that your eyes don't see anything, just like by the camouflage, if I don't see soldiers over there, but I do see I see footprints. If they're very good at it, I don't see footprints either, but I see that vegetation was moved. I learn more and more. But has to megala something. So the avodah of Adam by the Kloli, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to be megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu where he's not visible. Klal Yisrael, which took over the tafkid of mankind in general, had to redo it. So the first step is Yesh Mayim, his galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second stage was an intense gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak Avinu doesn't live in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachad Shmuel of Bechayev. And b'meila, we have a fullness of a gilui, and that's Yitzchak. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, now you're ready for real avodah. We will go down to Mitzrayim, and I will be with you. Now, there's a big difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's in Eretz Kanan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kanan is Hashem HaNira Elov, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was visible to him. Yaakov built Mizbeach Hashem HaNira Elov. The Avram built Hashem HaNira Elov. There's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kanan, and that's called the imminence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. Going into Mitzrayim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappears from all chushim that we had beforehand. Whatever it was, however it is that a person that hears a complete deal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's there's an Eish, whether there's a very, very strong sense of it, whatever that is, does not have a makom in Mitzrayim anymore. And b'meila, the person needs to understand what is happening now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the matara is to go into Mitzrayim and be there in a situation where you're almost where you almost don't have any sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understand that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you. Let's say you have a country where it has a king, and the tradition is that the king's children and the king himself serve in the army. So you can't not have him serve in the army, and he has to serve like everybody else. And certainly it has to appear that he's going through the same motions, getting the same treatment, being put under the same danger. On the other hand, you don't really want to lose your future king. So very quietly behind the scenes, somebody there is out making sure that that the person is never in real danger. And it's a very tricky combination. On the one hand, you want to be very subtle about it. You don't want anyone to see it or to feel it, because then he's not doing his duty, then he's not taking the risks, then he's not one of the people. On the other hand, you don't want to lose him, and you want to be very subtle about how you're watching him. Same thing when you guard a king or whatever it is, you try to be as subtle as possible. You don't want the person to look like he needs to be boxed in by an army. On the other hand, you want to make sure nothing happens. So there's a balance between the hester and what's there. That is the mahalach of Golus. So Golus, the Golus Mitzrayim, came about not because necessarily because of Averis. It was the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Avraham Avinu, that the fullness of Klal Yisrael happens when Klal Yisrael makes it through Mitzrayim as an Am Hashem. Avraham Avinu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu begiluyav. Yitzchak Avinu never saw, or let's better put it, Avraham Avinu was Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak lived with the Gilui. And Yaakov is going to go back and they had the Gilui Mitoch HaHester. Klal Yisrael as a whole in Mitzrayim experienced what it is when there is a total hest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vavodim v'ino oisam, geir zahach habaratz olehem, vavodim v'ino oisam, abar me'ashana. There's a totality of submersion in something that is almost completely devoid of it. The coming out afterwards is going to have to be perceived not as a new beginning, because that's defeating the purpose of it. It's going to have to be as a hemshet that despite the golos, we held on to what was there before. That's the matara of the golos. It's different than Avraham Avinu's avoda, where yesh me'ayin. If the Rambam's loshen, and Chazal, Shevet Levi kept on. Shevet Levi kept the held on temuna in Mitzrayim, because there has to be one thread that's still holding on. The Rambam's Loshna Zov in Avodah Zorah, Ukimat Kot Nishkacha Ikagolazeh. The Rambam says it was a thread snap away from breaking with Avraham Avinu's Yisoid, and at that very point HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along. But that's the process. The process is very different than the process of Avraham Avinu. The process is to take Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak's Midah, to submerge it in an environment that almost completely destroys it, and to come out at the other end still holding on. Because that's the Etzem HaTorah of the Bria. Tachlis HaBria is that an Adam b'Megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Toich HaHester, and so whatever person gets in the world of the Giluyim, it's to take it there. That's the Chazal say, it's an extraordinary remez in Chazal. It says by Ilam, it says to medrash in a few places, it says, Klal Yisrael golu b'Mitzrayim shechina gol simohem. And it brings this pasuk, anoche eiredim chov, anoche gam ol ele. Chazal was golem bavel, kashor was golem imam, and so on. The place, there's one of the Lashonis there is, they were Gola to Modai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gola Imam. Shenema, it says, Visamti kisi be'ilam. I will put my chair, I will establish my throne in Elam. In Elam is Modai, and it brings a pasuk. So if you hear the Nekud and Chazal here, all the other places it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there with us, which means he's there, but that's it. The Kisei means Hashem Yoshev La Kisei. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kisei is the Kisei of Anhoga. The Kisei is Kadosh Baruch Hu Begiluyo. Ein HaKisei Sholem. Ein Hashem Sholem. The Kisei is Kadosh Baruch Hu's Anhoga. So the lashon that has, and the pasuk codes it, and the pasuk says, "The golu le'ilam, the kisei is an ilam. Ilam is miloshen helam, miloshen hidden. In other words, the hanhaga of hiddenness. It fits modai very well because that's where we have a whole Torah that's behesta. We have a megillah that doesn't have shem Hashem, and it's called kulei barakash bros hanhaga. It's not only the pshat that." Akash Baruch is there also. What does it mean Akash Baruch is there? Akash Baruch suffers with us, quote unquote. What does that mean Akash Baruch suffers with us? Akash Baruch knows we're there. What does it mean? It means there is a hashgacha that is ongoing all the time. There's a kisei, but the kisei is be'ilam. There's a kisei, there's an hanhaga be'galui, when Akash Baruch Hu's, everyone sees the hanhaga of Akash Baruch Hu, and that's the kisei normally. Hashem is Yoshev on a kisei rom v'nisa. We deher the awesome gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. And then there's a kisei be'ilam also, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei is behelam. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, that's the hanhaga in Golos. It's a hanhaga. It's not the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left us and gone, and he chose to leave us and chose to go. There is a thread there's a thread of Ashkoch hanhaga that's there in Golos. Except that it's a ilam, it's a hestedika hanhaga. Our avoda in that kufa is to hold on and deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the hester. It's not the question is where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is the world falling apart? The question is, the avoda today is this. It could be sometimes because meikar adin, like going to Mitzrayim, which is mashma, that's where it had to be. It could also be because of chatoim and averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose anoche asta asta. Those are all reasons why such a mahalach is there. But the mahalach that's needed there is that mahalach of understanding that there is the same hanhaga that we saw begilui is now behester. It has its klolim, it has its rules, and we need to hold on to it. There are two chalakim of that avoda, of that holding on. One is that we need to be mamshich the thread from what was. Now, Yaakov Avinu, it says he learned the parsha of Egla Rufa with him. So the Maral explains, it says that the reason in Egla Rufa, why in Egla Rufa there's a what are you guilty? You find somebody in a derech, so it says the skenim are supposed to misfada, and they say we gave him achila and shtia and we will melave him. So achila and shtia, you understand if somebody's weak and he's faltering and he's hungry, so he's very vulnerable. It's very possible to attack him and so on. But what's the levoya? I mean, you don't there's no din to accompany a person from town to town. You walk out with him dalet amis. And that's that. I mean, it seems like a formality of sorts. It's not the. So the Maral is mazved oimik d'inyan. The Maral says, when a person is part of a society, he is less vulnerable to attack. Just like lahavlu by balachayim, when lions attack a herd of zebras, they look for the weak one, for the straggler, for the one that's outside. You always can pick out the one. Society is not going to be so terribly concerned about. He's already not part of society. A tzibur has a certain chayzik, and somebody that's part of the tzibur, he there's a certain subtle protection of the tzibur, and there's a certain personal sense that I feel I draw on the strength of the fact that I'm part of an umma, of a tzibur, and so on. when if a person comes to, if a person is my guest, and when he leaves, he left, basically what I'm saying is he's not part of my metzias, he's not part of my reality, and when he happened to be there, he happened to be there. It's like if I go eat in a cafeteria, in a luncheonette, I don't expect in a bake shop, I don't expect the person to be malabim me. I'm not part of the bake shop. I walked in, I bought the sandwich, and I ate it, and I'm gone. There's no shaykhus. I don't have a shaykhus to the makom. When you malabe somebody, it means I'm holding on to you. It's not the pshat you happen to need a place to sleep and eat. You became part of my metzias. And the mela, I'm still holding on to you. So if you weren't malabe the person, psychologically, the person is homeless, stateless, personless. He has no kesha, and the mela he's vulnerable. If we were malava him, means we held on to him, we accompanied him, and let's even say psychologically, the rest of the way we accompanied him if we walk him out. B'mela, it wasn't our fault. So, Egla Arufa is the parsha that when somebody, there's a responsibility that if somebody wasn't held on, it says Yaakov, you know, sent him out to his brothers. The sending away had in itself, so I've seen the Maral says that he brings from other Mepharshim, doesn't say who, that because they learned Egla Rufa together, Yaakov was Malavahim. I saw others say that he wasn't Malavahim and that was the Taina, whatever it is, but the Nakuda of Egla Rufa is when you find somebody, so somebody expresses very sharply, you don't know who killed him. In other words, this person went from being a known to an unknown. He went from being part of a metzias, and he's a body on a road someplace. That is the avera of society, that they didn't hold on to him. He disappeared into the unknown, so to speak. So Yaakov Avinu, that was the parsha of being Isaac, was Yosef is supposed to be, is Yaakov's son, most kosher to him. If Yaakov let go of Yosef, then Yosef is gone. If Yaakov holds on to Yosef, if he extends his hand to Yosef, then even when Yosef is in Mitzrayim, then who Yosef is the same Yosef. The Dmus Yukna Shel Aviv is a midah of Yosef, and it's a midah of Yaakov that he was malavahim. He didn't let go of him. He held on to him. That is that midah. So Yosef was the first one to disappear. He was kind of a pre-cruiser, a forerunner of Klal Yisrael's Klal Yisrael's Musig of Golus, and the first avoda was to hold on to him going out. That's the pshat Yocheved was Nolda Bein Achomos. That's the beginning of Yocheved Achomos. Bechlola Nata Moitzi Shivim, Ubeprotam Enata Moitzi Ella Shishav Teisha, and this is the pshat. There was two doors. Vayomus koladorahu. There's a door of people that were born outside of Mitzrayim. They don't belong. They don't have a real shaychus to door in Mitzrayim because it's two separate mahalchim bechlal. One is a mahalach of shchinta begilusa, and one is a mahalach of shchinta begiluyo. So they're coming from Eretz Knan. Even when they came into Mitzrayim, they weren't quite Shakur Mitzrayim. And b'meila, there was a lack of a chibur between that door and the door that would arise next, when that old door would die out. The new door was a mitzvah door. They couldn't do it on their own, because they never saw Shechina Begilui. They never saw that matzah. So as soon as the old door would die out, there was no connection. And how would you hold on to that thread? So, the Torah tells us there was a person, and Yocheved would actually become the Geula. It wasn't just a stam, a person. The person who connected pre-Mitzrayim to Mitzrayim connected Mitzrayim to post-Mitzrayim. Here was a person that was born Bein Achimis. It carried in itself the Hiroyon of before, and it carried itself the late of afterwards. So b'meila in that mitzias, that was the nekuda of chibur. They were let's say a neshama hayrasa bekdusha. The neshama was a neshama from before, and their body was a body of Mitzrayim. That was the chibur. That was the gevaldik and the kud of Yocheved. And that's what Chazal say. Bechlolon, you find 70. And with Proton you find 69, because that's always a Nakuda Behelem. That Nakuda is the Nakuda of holding on to Gilui Behelem. So that's the Metzius also. We have 70, but we can only count 69. Where's the 70th? It's Behelem. It's not there. It's hidden. It is there. It's hidden. Another extraordinary what Chazal Megalitos, the Talumos, Chazal Megalitos. It says one on the Yom and Chazal say it's Lomud Hashevet as on this about Yocheved and so on. The Shevet Levi is known to be counted even when they're Behiroya, even when they're in their mother's womb, they count as people even Behiroya. And it brings a right from the Vayom. The Pasuk lists a whole bunch of names, and if you don't have everybody there, and one of them was Behiroya. Because Shevet Levi is the Shevet that it says, like the Rambam says, Me'olam Neshtaka Torah from Shevet Levi, and so on. Shevet Levi is the Nekuda of Heroya, that even when Klal Yisrael is there Behelim, even when Klal Yisrael there is Behesta, they're there Behelim, they're there as that Nekuda. So Shevet Levi counts even in Matzavim Helam, because that is the Mahus of Shevet Levi. I was thinking, that's the Dusiach over here. That's the back and forth in the Gemara Bava Basra. He didn't want to tell him this pshat right away, and he said, you know, I have a Margolius Toiva, and you want to be Ma'abed Mimeni. You want me to be Megaleit, and I'll lose it. Don't we hear Chazal saying? Chazal is saying, this pshat is not a pshat in the world of Gilui. It's a pshat in the world of Helam. And its beauty lies in keeping it behelam. Don't force it out to open it. Just like if you take out a fetus. If you take a fetus, if you're curious to see what it looks like, and you take it out from the womb, it's dead. A fetus needs, its metzius is behelam. That's where it survives, until it's viable. He's saying, we're talking about the chelik of Ashkocha and Anhaga that is helamdik. And b'meila, it belongs there. Don't pry it out of me. So it, at the end, he said it. But Lemaisa, at the place that he, but it had to come to the social. First thing is, I'll tell you, Pashut Pshat. If you really are going to push me to the wall, you'll be megaleth something that's their behest, that's their behelah. I want to go back to the last point. I want to the Serach Bas Asher was the other. So you have Yocheved, Shevet Levi. Serach Bas Asher is the second half of the avodah that we're talking about. Serach Bas Asher. Let's ask ourselves a question. We say, let's give a marshal first. No, let's say a person is sick, lo aleinu. He's very, very sick, and the doctors say that he is, you know, it's terminal and it's matzah very bad. So somebody gives him a bracha. They should help. Tomorrow they should find the refuah for it, and you should be nisrapid. Tomorrow you should be nisrapid. That's a very, very good bracha. Let's say someone else comes along and he says the bracha is that tomorrow you should read in the newspaper that they found a cure for it. It's words. I mean, tomorrow I'd like the doctor to come and give me the injection and get healed. What's this inyan over here of that tomorrow you should read the newspaper that healed? This is strange. We say every day in 100 different uschos, benching. Rachamon Yishachos Yoah Novi Zochel Atoiv. Which Akash Baruch Hu should send Yoah Novi. Bivaselon of Psurois Toivis Yerachamis. And he should tell us Psurois Toivis. I mean, send us Mashiach. Forget the PR guy. Forget the front guy. Send Mashiach. What's the psura status? Vaslam psura status shows the chumas. Harach mishach hashem shiach tzidkenu v'yigaleinu v'yasheinu mikol tzoraseinu. Well, what's the sending us a psura status? By we once asked it by Avraham Avinu. He was childless for 100 years, and now the three malachim are coming, And one of them's job is to be mevasser and to tell him in a year from now, you're going to have a child. I mean, the main thing is having the child. The promises everyone can do. Well, what's the psura over here? And mevasser psura is tevis. So the pshat is, the few was saying is, when a person hears a psura teva, it allows him to deher in the matzav that he's now. The person is not well yet. He's sick still. And when he hears a psura teva, he dehears the helam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkocha and Yeshua, while he's sick. In his matzav of today, he's dehering a matzav of tov. That's a special bracha. When the matzah finishes, let's say the person is laying sick, and then the person comes along with the medication and heals him. When he was sick, and when he was healed, he's healed. When he hears that there was a psurat, when he hears a psurat taiva, while he's sick, he already dehairs that psurat taiva. He dehairs the refuah while he's sick. Klal Yisrael's matzah of golus is not just a tsar and a tsara and bad and so on and so forth. It's a tkufa. It's a tkufa of holding on to the toiv in the world that's behelim. And it's a very difficult nisayon. So when a person is nisbasa, psura toiva, he's still bitsara, he's still bitsar, but he's bitsar and living with the knowledge that there's hashkocha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's with him. It's a certain deher of shchina golsi mohem, while the person is still, it's the last chance of shchina golsi mohem. The Moir Naim is the Chernobyl, it's a very, very chashuv sefer, a seditious sefer. He says about Serach Basosha that anybody who's mevaser of Psura Taiva has a nitzus of Eliyahu Novi in the Psura Taiva. In other words, Eliyahu Novi is the mevaser of Psura Taiva. Eliyahu Novi is the one who connects the old door to us. Eliyahu Novi never died. He's the hemshech of what was, and that's why he's Yitaris Kushis Vabayas. He carries Torah from the door that was. And Eliyahu HaNovi will be Mevasa de Gula. So he says, any person that has a Shem Mevasa carries in himself a Nitzas Valinovi at the Psura. The Serach Bas Osher, Yaakov Avinu, it says Loi Hemi. That would have meant, if Yaakov Avinu wouldn't believe, they would drag him out to Mitzrayim, and when he'd see Yosef, he would see Yosef. So the Matzev would have been the Tsar and the Golos of not having Yosef, and then having Yosef. If you're able to be Mevasa Yaakov, Bishas Tsar, in the matzah when Yosef is not there, he holds on to Yosef again, then you accomplish the ability to be Mechaber, the Tkufa of Hester, to the Tkufa of Gili. Serach Bas Osher meant she could give Yaakov to the hair, that there is a matziv, that it's not Yosef is gone, Yosef is behelim, and she succeeded. She succeeded that Yaakov could live with Yosef even when Yosef was not there. That's the oimek of what Serach Bas Osher accomplished. It's beyond us, the kochos and what it was and so on. But that's the nekuda. And b'meila, the person has an extra side. It counts as two because it counts as it's mechaba both ends. It's mechaba the pre and the post. In a similar sense to what we said about Yocheved, this is going the other direction of bringing, drawing a connection between the Yosef in Mitzrayim to the Yaakov that's still not there. I guess in our world, The Klal Yisrael has different kufis, and that's the tachlis. It's not a mikra that, you know, there are different kufis in life and so on and so forth. The tachlis of a person in this world is to be megala Kadosh Baruch Hu betoich every rak, under every rak that he's hiding. The way in which a person does it is there's a tkufa of a person when he's omid al daitoi. Like it says, "B'yoyim omdo al daitoy," a person awakens and discovers ruchnius and emes and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's a tkufa when a person needs to develop that. when a person needs to completely be absorbed in Kedusha and completely live with the Inyanim, the Gili, whatever Shaykh in our Metzius. But the real Avodah, the Matarad Avodah, is that the person discovers HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Golos. Golos Mitzrayim was not a fluke, it wasn't because of any outside reason especially. This was part of the bris with Avram. The bris ben Avram and Avram was, I am going to make a nation out of you. And the nation will be, the nation will come, the nation will come to being in Mitzrayim. That, like a Uva Me'imoy, that's where the nation will be. You're going to have to, Yaakov's tafkid was to make that happen in Mitzrayim. So the crossroads, now the person stands in different kufas. There's a kufa when a person's very osig and ruchnius. There's a person when a person's mitupel with parnasa and banim, with outside, a person lives in an outside world, and so on and so forth. The person has to understand that he's going to have to understand that he will, for him to do what he needs to do there, requires two things. A person needs to hold on. He needs to have some sort of kesher with what was. There has to be a bein achaymis. There's Shabbos. There's the time of davening. There's the time of learning. There's the time. There are different inyanim that is the p'chinas bein achaymis of the person. There's the shevet Levi. Every single person has a certain nekuda of Levi. Levi is the levoya, so to speak, of Yaakov. Hapom yilovi ishi. It's just the maral's levoya that is mamshachi from what was. It's mamshachi. It works the other side also. One of people deal sometimes with children, talmidim, friends, outsiders that move away a bit. Even if a person feels he has no hashpah whatsoever, and he has no ability to change or do anything, holding on itself is also an avodah. Giving the person a sense that you're still part is a very, very chashuv avodah. It might be the entire somebody avodah. And that itself might at some point make the difference. Because the avodah in Golos is holding on to what was. Being malava the person means you never let go of the person. You malava him. And there are different kufas. It means that the person himself holds on. It also means the person realizes. What stays the same is that life is of Avodas Hashem. But Avodas Hashem is very, very different. Until now, the Avodas Hashem was the herring HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bigiluya, understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Mikdoshoi and B'Keim B'Kodesh Chazisich. And then there is the inyan of a person seeing behind every hester, understanding where is the nekuda of toiv. What's the nekuda I'm supposed to come out of this inyan with? He can't look for the big giant accomplishments, but he can look, every nekuda that he held on to despite is an extraordinary accomplishment. Because to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu when it's bigiluyov, it's a crime if you ignore it. To search for it when it's completely behesta, then it is it's a mitzias of it's a big avoda, and a small pebble is also important. When I teach somebody how to look for gold, so first I take a big piece of gold and I show them what gold looks like, what it feels like, so on and so forth. When he goes out into the field, it's a tiny flake on the bottom of a rock. So yes, that's the avoda, and the final part is when a person lives with tzipisa liyeshua, when a person is mispalo, veinenu sechzeno, the veshufa letzion, when a person, the whole tzipisa liyeshua, the whole awaiting for thing, is a pchinam of waiting for a psura. The waiting for a psura is not the same, it's not the same as even as just waiting for the geula itself. It's the fact that I would like my metzias here to already carry a ha'ara of the gula. It helps me now, knowing and understanding where there's a tachas for. The sum total of our tefillahs for Geula and Yeshua, it's two things. It's the Geula and the Yeshua, but Harachem Yishal Sal Yohan Novi Zohar LaToyiv Vivasa Lono Besuros Tovos Yeshua's Nechamos is the Besura itself is a dimension, a very special dimension. It means that it allows me to live where I am with that full realization. It's a certain ha'ara within the galus that makes the galus meaningful. So our metzias, our avoda in matzavim of less than gilui, matzavim of galus, each in his own ways, in his own halakim of life and so on, is by utilizing fully the tkufa when it's begiluyev. If you want to search for gold in the racks, you really need to learn it well when you have it in front of you and you're able to see it and study it and understand it. It means holding on to always holding on somewhere, even with a finger, to outside the chaimis. It means understanding that this is an avoida. It's not the pshat less avoida now. There's a school for life and I can be over Hashem less. It's the tachlis of avoida, the tachlis of everything that happened till now, is to find it when it's not easy to find it. And the sum total of a person's tzipia and wanting to hear Klal Yisrael's minhagim or kodesh kodashim. There's a bracha in Klal Yisrael. We should hear psuris tovis. You should be mevasa psuris tovis, because Klal Yisrael understands there's a special connection. Having the good is good, but living without the good and hearing the psuris tovis is in itself a special ha'ara. It's a special dimension of ha'ara that even mitoich ha'feila this ha'ara. And if a person holds on to it, if a person keeps it, and a person understands that that's what he's working at now, then he's zeicha to serus tovus.